That verse in Proverbs 26:2 that we looked at a while ago, the curse causes does not come upon you. When something happens to you, you know, so the curse causes shall not come. If there's something happened in your life, you're under some kind of a curse. Now then, can we get rid of that curse? Randy, can we get rid of the curse? Yes, we can. But you didn't know that for 20-something years. So you were sick and afflicted for 20-something years. So when you learned, just like when, if you notice what he said he came up here for me to pray for him because he'd been raised up in a church that didn't teach healing. And so he came up and I prayed for him. And then he goes back to talk to his pastor, J.C. And J.C. said, did you repent of your sins? He said, no. He said, well, you got to repent of your sins. So they repented. Between each other, they're talking. Randy's repenting his sins to his pastor, J.C. J.C. said, now get back up there and let him pay for you again, now that you've repented of your sins. And you notice, after the Lord forgives all of our iniquities when we repent, then He heals how many of our diseases? So God is a healer, isn't He? Yes, He is. He's the healer. But now then, what if we don't pray by faith? What if I'd have prayed for Randy and said, now, Randy, I'm kicking these demons out of you. I'm trying to kick these demons out of you. And then I hope God's going to be merciful to you and heal you. Let me take you to James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, and I'm going to show you what happens when you don't pray in faith. Now, this is why so much of the time... Did God promise to heal us? Did He promise to forgive us? Okay, so if He promised to forgive us and He promised to heal us, then why is it so many of us don't get our prayer met when we come to Him? Well, here's the reason. But when let Him ask in faith, only a little bit of wavering. How much wavering? I mean, you can't doubt God's Word, can you? If you doubt, is it going to work? Well, no. He says, let Him ask in faith, nothing wavering. In other words, if God said it, you can stand on it. You can trust it. You know, if this is some book I wrote, then we're in trouble. But this book, I didn't write it. God did. And He's big enough to stand behind it, isn't He? Yes, He is. But let Him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man or woman think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, if you doubt when you pray, are you going to get anything from God? No. He ain't going to answer your prayer. You know, ain't going to answer your prayer. It would be just like me if I reached in my pocket right here, right now, and I said, you know, I got a handful of change here. You said, well, I need a quarter for something, and I got a handful of them right there. I said, well, here, just get you one of them. If you need a couple of them, get them. You look out there and say, ah, that's okay. I don't believe you'll give me a quarter. I just told you, you can have one or two or whatever you want. No, I don't believe you. Well, in that case, then I'll just put my money back in my pocket and I'll just keep it. Is that right? Now, see, you just insulted me. I'm a man, and I told you, you can have one. But God is a whole lot bigger than me, and He made us all these promises, and we come to Him and ask Him something that lines up with His Word. Then we turn around and say, well, now, God, I don't guess you're going to do this. For maybe, if it's your will, maybe you might do this for me. Do you think that makes God happy when you treat Him like that? No, not at all. Obviously, it doesn't, because He said, if you don't ask in faith, what are you going to get? Is that pretty clear? So you see why a lot of times we don't get anything. Because we don't ask in faith. I think about this young man over here was telling me he had a dream about me. He came to my house and had jars all over the place. He said, Lord, what are those jars in Thurman's house? He said, those are jars of faith. Jars of faith? He said, I looked in them jars, and he said, there ain't nothing in them jars. Now, what is faith? What's Hebrews 11:1 say faith is? Let's go and let's look at this a minute. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things what? Why do you think he couldn't see that faith in them jars? See, the reason he couldn't see that faith there because nobody can see faith. You can't see it. It is the evidence of things not seen. You can't see faith. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we could see it? You know, on a technically speaking, in the spiritual eye that God give us, when we read His Word, we can see it. There He wrote for us His Word, and we can see it and we can hear it. And when we get His Word in us, that's what builds our faith. When you get to the point where you realize that you can trust the God that wrote this book, it's just like, as I've said many times, I used to be an international airline pilot, and I flew the big jets all over the world. Every time I'd get in one of those airplanes, I'd pull out a book that somebody wrote that I didn't know. Never seen them. I'd open the book, I'd go down the charts, I'd do everything from those charts. Okay, if we're going to fly to a certain altitude or whatever's going to take this much fuel to get there, we need to have this much fuel, and then from there to there, it's going to take this much more. The book says the fuel flows are this much, so on and so forth, and I put all the numbers together, and then I go and I tell the guy, I said, okay, put 150,000 pounds of fuel on, and we got enough to get there and get to the alternate, no problem. He said, well, I only got 100,000, that's all I got left. I said, no problem, put 100,000 on it, and we'll see if we can get there. Now, the book said it's going to take 150,000, so I come on the PA and I say, folks, we got a full plane load of people today. The book says it's going to take 150,000 pounds of fuel to get where we're going, but they only got 100,000, and we only got 3,000 miles of Atlantic Ocean out here to cross, and it's only about 0 degrees, so if we had to ditch it, you might last a minute in the water, but we're going to try it anyway. How many of y'all want to go with me today? The plane's going to evacuate, isn't it? And if I take it, I'm a dummy too, aren't I? But you know, I trusted those books that men wrote that I didn't know. I trusted my life every day. That's faith in that book. That's what I was doing. I was living by faith and didn't even know it. If that thing said we need 150,000 pounds for you to get from here to there where you're going, man, we put 150,000 and I'd rather have 155. You know, I'd rather have a little extra. Oh, in case something was different or anything, I'd rather have more than not enough. Hadn't you, Bill?
Absolutely.
Well, I want more faith. And so I didn't realize that if I'm taking this book that God wrote, when I get to the point where I can believe everything in this book, now then, this faith stuff that we got here, faith is the evidence of things not seen. Okay, so if it says I can do something in this book, although I haven't seen the manifestation yet, what do I have to do to make it work for me? I have to believe the Word of God. Now then, if it happens instantly, and I pray for somebody and they get healed right there, that's a miracle. And that's what we love to see God do, isn't it? We love that. In fact, in 2 weeks, we're going to go down, Dave and I is going to fly down to Manly, Louisiana, and we're going to pick up 4 people, and we're going to take them to GLC, and of course the 5th one is here, in this area here, and the lady that's here, she had Lyme's disease, and how many of you know Lyme's disease is not curable? But Jesus can cure it. Now see, when we finally got all of her sins repented of, she got healed. Well, she went back to Manly, Louisiana, her family's down there and visited her family, and she saw her doctor about a year later, and he said, Liz, I haven't seen you in a long time. What's the deal with your Lyme's disease? And she said, oh, I'm healed. He said, nobody gets healed of Lyme's disease. She said, I did. Jesus healed me. So he took her to the office and checked her and found out she was healed. She didn't have it. He said, I want to know what you did because I've got it. And I want to be healed. And so he got in touch with us. I showed and explained to him what he needed to do. And the doctor got healed. He later had me come down there to the university down there in, I forgot what university it is now. Anyway, great big university. And had one big room over there. They had a whole bunch of people in there that day. And he had me teach these young people and everybody that came what causes them to be sick and how to get healed. And the way he introduced me, he says, this man produces results. I'm a medical doctor. I had Lyme's disease. He said, one of my patients had Lyme's disease, and she came to this man. She got healed. She came to me, told me what it did. I went to him. I got healed. So let me tell you what he teaches works. So he said, you need to listen to him. Isn't that amazing? So we're going to go back down. We're going to take her, Liz, we're going to take her out to GLC and make a story of her show, make a show of her story. And then Paula Jarvis. Paula was in California. She's from Manny, but she was in California. She'd been out there, and she'd been riding a horse, and the horse reared up and threw her off, and she broke her back. Now then, she's laying in a hospital, and Beth from down there in Manny, she gave me a cell phone that night and asked me if I'd call Paula and pray for her on the phone. And I did, and God instantly, miraculously healed Paula Jarvis right there, of a broken back. And when I called her the other day to ask her if she would be willing to go with me and we make a copy of her story, she said, I would be happy to, but Thurman, you called in the perfect time. She said, I've just got back from Israel, and I broke two bones in my foot, and I'm in terrible pain. I said, boy, they ain't never lacked for prayer around this place, is there? So I said, have you got all your sins repented of? Because, see, she stepped into some kind of sin. Well, she wouldn't have broken those two bones if she hadn't. So she repented of all of her sins. I prayed the prayer of faith for her. And I said, now then, do you believe? She said, yes. I said, okay, then just stand up and walk and begin to thank God for your healing. This is hard for people to grasp. But Thurman, the bones are broken. I said, they were broken. But after prayer, they're not broken. She put her foot down, and she said, well, there is no pain. And she stood up, and she walked around the room with her phone. She said, hey, there is no pain. I said, well, praise God, I'm healed. And so I said, now then, are you going to be able to go with me Friday week? She said, yes. I said, now you'll have two testimonies, won't you? We'll talk about your back and your foot.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.